Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. We can actually talk a little sports with him. It's Jason Lockenfor, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider call is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. And Jason, like the NFL, pretty much about the only thing that we could talk about because they're off-season storylines.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and at this point, they're firing all their trial balloons and you know, sticking to their guns about everything's going to be business as usual next week. We'll see if that is, in fact, the case. I know a lot of team personnel think it's misguided to force the start of the league year under these circumstances when people are pulling scouts off the road and pro days are being shut down and buildings are being, in some cases, shut down. Headquarters, team headquarters are being shut down and others are sending employees home, and the country is caught up in a global health pandemic, and people can't get tested, and you know the economy looks like it could be in shambles. But yeah, let's get all these announcements out there. Dak Prescott, $125 million fully guaranteed, rock and roll, dominate the news cycle. Like, does that make common sense? You know what I mean? Is that a good look?
Yeah.
These guys agreeing to deals and they can't even get on a plane and fly in for a press conference or a team physical. I don't know, guys. This league is generally reactive to a fault. I personally wouldn't be shocked if on Sunday there's some sort of announcement that they're going to delay this free agent frenzy. But you know what? There's a cynic in me who says, to your initial point, there's literally nothing else going on that's remotely sports-related. So, and people are right staying home. So if you wanted to have the absolute boffo ratings you could ever get for free agency frenzy, I guess this would be the year to do it.
And they're
right?
Actually
next week, you know, there'll be nothing. You're literally competing with nothing on the sports calendar.
And there's already been some news, right? Like, I wasn't fully understanding. I guess teams are releasing players, right? Is that kind of what – or signing their own guys before free agency?
Yeah, I mean, you can always do that. More players would be on the street if not for these unusual circumstances and the CBA rules still kind of being in limbo and, you know, these moving deadlines and nobody is exactly sure of – how many guys? I mean, you might be able to tag two guys. You might not. You know, the cap is probably at 200, but nobody's seen an exact number yet. I mean, a lot of things that generally would have been clarified at the combine are still in limbo. Now, it's not going to stop teams from doing some obvious, you know, things like, look, Jimmy Graham wasn't getting $10 million from the Green Bay Packers next year. But the sort of wholesale cap casualties we haven't seen yet. And that's another reason why teams are like, do we have to process all this on Monday? You know what I mean? Do we have to figure out the new rules, figure out, you know, make sure we're cool with the transition and franchise thing and start negotiating with other free agents on Monday? Or, you know, might a little time make sense here considering we don't play a football game that counts until the second week of September.
But there is a delicate balance here, right? I think most of us have understood, and a lot have been resistant to it, right? There's like the macho guy out there, oh, it's just the flu. But I think a lot of us has sort of learned, and like, okay, this is like a real deal. We got to pause here. But by the same token, Jason, I need something to distract me, too. So if there's something that we can do, maybe like free agency signing or something, right, where no one's really going to get hurt, you know, maybe some phone calls, maybe it's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, look, it's not going to be the end of the world either way.
Yeah.
Just taking the temperature of people who are in my orbit, who I talk to on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I've yet to have anyone from a football team be like, dude, I can't wait to start negotiating contracts next week.
Right.
Like, oh, my God, I'm so fired up for free agency. Like, yeah. You know, it's more like, well, you know, I just got another alert from my kid's school, and now I think they have school Friday, but I think they're home for 3 weeks. And you know what I mean? I don't know if it's safe to go to the movies. And there's so much going on in every other industry to one degree or another has sort of recognized it, right? And they canceled a meeting. Okay. Well, yeah, you had a bunch of 75 and 80-year-old owners like who you were going to fly to West Palm Beach. Like that's a good first step, deciding that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But I just think there's a lot of people who feel like they had enough going on with this being the weirdest NFL early offseason we'd seen since probably 2006 with the changing goalposts, excuse me, and trying to process all that. And then you put a global pandemic on top of it and, you know. But personally, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. Like, they could do it. They could push it back. But I think this is another time that really heightens the disconnect between team and league. And in this sport, it's massive. And there's, even in the best of times, a sense of the people in New York don't really understand what it's like to run a team and what we need and what's best for our employees and what's best for the game of football. And they might be right. They might be wrong. I'm not making the judgment. But that disconnect right now is in full display.
Right.
Joined by Jason Locke and for Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. We can't have you on and not ask you about Tom Brady, the prize free agent. Do you believe the report from Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times that the Bucs are, quote, going all in on their pursuit of Brady? What do you think the likelihood of him playing with the Bucs is?
I don't see it, guys. I mean, B.A., Bruce Arians, is a great salesman, and I'm sure they have some interest, but I've never gotten a sense from Tom Brady that he'll listen to anybody. Like, look, you want to put together a cogent plan for, you know, what you're going to create for me and my role and who I'm going to be there with and how we're going to win right away. I mean, he'll listen. This is the one and only time he's going to dip his toes into the free agent waters. I don't see that being much of a match, to be honest with you. They have some tools on offense, but I just don't see it for myriad reasons, including geography and where Tampa is and where his family wants to be. And that organization doesn't have any history of winning any time recently. They got major holes on defense. Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of cap money, but that I think it's what it's always been. It's the Patriots, and I know people want to like pretend that the Patriots are, you know, have been eliminated or don't have a say in this. Robert Kraft's been filling his pockets for a long time. Robert Kraft will get a seat at the table at the appropriate time to make his, you know, to make his best pitch. The Chargers, if they want to come correct and do this the right way, and wow, Tom, there's a lot of things about that would appeal to him in a unique way. You know, the Raiders make some sense. A lot of people talked up San Francisco. I don't think it's as viable as some of these other options. I'm not going to rule it out. Tennessee, because of the Vrabel thing, maybe. I've heard that their intent has been to get Tannehill signed going all the way back to December. You know, and then is there a mystery team? Does somebody else come out of the blue and blow him away? Maybe. But I my take on it hasn't changed that much. I think it's from within that group of teams. And I just don't see Tampa.
Yeah. What do you have a gut on what's going to happen with the collective bargaining when the vote comes in?
I think it'll pass. You know, yeah. I think it'll pass. But this again, this is such a bizarre week in this country. You know, I don't know if seeing all these levers sort of stop all at once, right? And nobody's flying, and nobody's traveling, and sports leagues are shutting down, and hotels are wondering, is that, you know, are we going to go under? And small businesses are wondering, and the stock market's plunging. Could some guys who were inclined to vote for it just say, wait a minute, do I want to agree to 10 years of anything right now? You know what I mean? Like, what's the state of tomorrow? What's the state of next week, much less 10 years from now? Other guys, I think, would say, wait a minute, this does show you how delicate a balance we have. This does show you how nothing's guaranteed, and tomorrow right. could be vastly different. So, you know what? Another $100,000 for me next year, let's do that, you know, double time.
Right.
And I think the majority of guys, the average player, rank and file, veteran minimum guy, and they do comprise the bulk of the league, was already inclined for four or five reasons to say, yes, I have issues with it. Yes, it's not perfect, but, you know, for a guy who might get two contracts, who might be in the league 3 or 4 years, I got to vote with my pocketbook right now.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, I'll just be ready to watch something again. What are you going to entertain yourself with, you know, when you're
no
at home
idea,
hunkered
man.
Down?
I mean, it really hit me yesterday when all the youth sports in this area started getting canceled. Cause
yeah.
If we're not watching sports or not at a game, then I'm coaching first base or coaching third base, and, you know, we got two boys playing four different baseball teams, and I don't think any of them are going to have practices or games, you know? I mean, some of them have already been canceled. Others have been suspended, but I don't think they're coming back.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And even when it does open back up, are people going to be, like, so – like they'll have so much cabin fever that everybody's going to just flood for, like, you know, midweek games and just go crazy and fill the stands, or are there going to be a little trepidation? You know what I mean?
Caution.
People saying, you know, oh, they're saying we can go back, but should we wait another couple weeks? Like, I don't know. The whole thing is just going to be surreal, I think.
Didn't you also start doing a full 4-hour radio show?
Just this week. Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm. Next week should be fun.
I was telling my wife, I was like, it's not so much doing a show tomorrow and we'll be fine. We'll find a bunch of goofy stories to do. And I was like, but you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now,
three weeks
from now, if there's nothing going on in the sports
mm-hmm.
world. That's going to be a little challenging.
Trust me, that thought has crossed my mind. Yeah, this is Monday was our first show. I think we're probably part of the problem.
Hey, what do you think about this? I was talking to John Feinstein about it. We had him on. I think our social interactions are going to change forever. I think the way, you know, in Japan, we've kind of goofed on them for like wearing masks everywhere. I could see a scenario where come flu season, that the 50% of America is wearing masks.
Yeah, some percentage, and I think, you know, even, you know, handshakes, fist bumps
might be gone.
Be cut down on.
Yeah.
I mean, people carrying wipes with them.
Yeah.
People, you know, you sit down at a desk or you're at the airport, you wipe that seat down before you sit on. Like, I hope.
I think
this
is a new thing.
I mean, if every little bit helps, I mean, let's do it.
Yeah, I think so. I do. I am sad, though. Honestly, I don't want to get too, but, like, if we take away, like, hugging people, like, I like to hug my friends. Like, that's going to.
Yeah. Me too.
Some
of that, I think, is so hardwired in us that maybe it just happens. You know, certain people who you want to hug, it's like a subconscious thing. You're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like your arms are out before your brain even processes it.
Right.
But they might not be as receptive anymore.
Yeah. It's just.
Larry David will have a field day with this if he continues Curb Your Enthusiasm. I know that much.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, listen, Jason, I appreciate having you on, man. Good luck with the radio show and everything. I'm sure it'll kick ass. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Same to you. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. On our sister station, in The Fan in Baltimore.
That's right. Insider Calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Look at that. He's got a sponsor. It's very nice.
It's much colder in here with the door open.
Much colder.
And I know you guys you're not with me on it, but my thinking is, and I'm not saying I'm right, my thinking is they always say if you're closed in a confined space.
I don't hate the idea.
So I'm keeping the door open so that the air's flowing.
It's fine.
If
Dr. Bickle recommends it, I'm
probably
up for it.
Pointless.
It's probably pointless because if you touch the counter and.
Yeah, well, I've already wiped every down. I sprayed it down for you, too. I spray your microphone down for you every morning, too. But that's my thought. But as the door's open, it's causing a chill. And then I think I got the corona.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
It's just a draft, Ricky.
I'm not denying what's happening out there, but a lot of it is the way that the media presents things. Eric pointed out a language thing.
Yes.
That they call this a deadly virus.
They got to stop calling it the deadly virus. Well, right? Here it was couched with, let me point this out. It was couched with Seattle woman with corona says don't panic as she's afflicted with the deadly virus.
Right.
Well, we got to stop calling it the deadly virus
If they focused more on Tom Hanks got it, He's in his 60s, by the way. He's maybe not as vulnerable. I don't know when you start calling people elderly. I would say probably after 75.
Probably 70 plus.
75 70-ish. Plus, whatever it is. But he's up there. He's not a young buck, Tom Hanks.
The Matt and Matt show would call us elderly.
Correct.
They would call 49.
But if Tom Hanks and his wife
elderly
contract it and they're fine, I think that'll give a lot of people more confidence, maybe.
I think so. I don't know. Well, like I tell you, the worst thing's going to be if Rita Wilson donks off.
And if the stocks...
Right? If the Barkley gets it, dies.
But if the stocks go up, even if it doesn't go up 10,000 and we don't get it all back, you know, in the next couple of weeks, you're still going to feel a little bit better if it stabilizes and it goes up at times. There are certain things that are going to make you feel better.
Definitely.
Tom Hanks, Rudy Gobert, Donovan
Listen,
Mitchell, they're fine.
I don't wish ill will on anyone, everyone to be healthy. But I death, and I don't care. I mean, you know, I don't have any special love for celebrities. I really don't. But we cannot have a celebrity die right now with this virus.
Oh, there'd be such a freak
that
out.
Would be catastrophic.
I don't disagree.
We cannot have Rudy Gobert. None of these people can die with this crap. They could get in a car accident.
By the way, Rudy Gobert's curating prior to this.
Oh, yeah.
Was about the same as Mike Mattisell.
It's a zero. Nobody knows who Rudy Gobert is.
Well, they know now.
Nobody knows that donk.
They don't know a team or anything, but right. They know he plays basketball. But are you with me, Dravy? Are you with me on this? We cannot, if a celebrity dies, this is not good.
It would take things up 10 notches.
Right?
It'd be bad.
You don't know Rudy Gobert's nickname.
Was it the Stifle Tower?
Stifle Tower.
That's so geeky. I feel bad that I know that. Such right. a loser.
Listen, celebrities are not more important than regular people. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying they represent the virus right now.
Can you imagine that Jason LaConfora, who's been a great NFL insider, used to write for the Washington Post. He's mm-hmm. You know, he's accomplished. He's fine. But he finally makes a step to do a talk radio show in sports. And he's not doing a goofy show where he talks
He's not
about,
a guy talk guy
right,
like
he's
us.
He's not doing the, I already forgot the name of the site.
The dinky one. Yeah, he's not talking about guys with small junk.
Right, he's not doing that. Yes. He's not going to have a Reggie Bush contest. He's starting his sports radio career, hosting a show in the deadest zone of all
time.
It's
called the world's worst timing. And it's through no fault of his, obviously. It's just bad timing. That's all. I know that Valdez is desperate to play something that he's cooked up over there.
What do you got? Why is he giggling?
He's waiting to play it. So hacky, but it made me laugh.
Corona. All right.
See,
you're not smart enough to put that together. Did you put that together?
100% he did.
Yeah. That's really good.
Now it's hacky,
but
it's
I felt
funny.
Like that was something that we bought from like a hacky DJ
a hacky
service.
I wasn't even trying for the hacky it's, cough pun,
hey,
but that
hey,
works.
That's good.
As soon as they canceled everything, I went right to work. This is my time to shine.
Yes.
It's by the way, we got to talk about this when we come back. Do we have any more guests?
No.
Oh, thank God. When we come back. Let's talk about the Adam situation, because Adam decided to go into a hot spot yesterday.
He did, yes.
For bits. Okay?
Totally.
Adam is in New York City right now, smoking and joking with his boys.
Why does he just fly to South Korea while he's at it?
Yeah, well, you just fly right into Italy. We got to talk about this. Let's talk about this when we come back. I think we have ramifications. I think we got to quarantine him.
I'll save it for the segment.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Adam situation next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So AWOD's not here today. And look, I said this on the air yesterday.
Right.
That A-10 tournament wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
He was all excited because he was going to cover the A-10 tournament.
He's got to hop on a bus.
He's going to hop on a bus.
Filled with germs, I'm sure.
And you knew the NCAA tournament, they hadn't canceled it yet.
Right.
But you knew on the heels of the NBA canceling the season that there were going to be some dominoes.
Right.
And in fact, yesterday, everything shut down, including the A-10 tournament. It happened literally like an hour and a half after the show. I would say roughly noon.
In an era where everybody from the government is telling you, restrict your travel, isolate, don't go anywhere.
Right.
What does that idiot do? He hops on a bus to go to the most populated place in North America.
Right.
Where they've declared a state of emergency.
Right. What is he doing?
Imagine how dirty the bus is.
State of emergency.
Right. Do you think he brought one wipe with him?
Well, he's generally...
He's a dirty kid anyway.
A dirty kid who doesn't have the
Drabby.
Best hygiene.
Do you think he brought one wipe?
Absolutely not.
Do you think he brought hand sanitizer?
No.
Start spreading disease.
He never uses that.
But these guys pointed out.
Adam's coming to town.
They pointed out something. He wasn't really going there to cover the tournament. It was gonna. I think it was already going to be a no fan tournament if they decided to hold it.
I know.
It.
He was just going at a party.
So he was going to be one of. I mean, how many people were going to be there? And now he's stuck there. And the question is, this is what I didn't want to spoil. So you guys were all talking about it in the break room. You're talking about it in the break room. There wasn't one supporter of AWOD, and I didn't say anything. He always crushes
No, I think he has to be on a 14-day quarantine.
Absolutely.
Valdez wants us to hear his song parody. Oh, no. Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just in the background.
Yeah.
Cake's already got the zing in. Start yeah. spreading disease.
Right. I honestly swear to God, he's in a hot spot. We might as well just be in Italy. I think.
If we did a show of hands. We'll just do a show of hands right now. Who says he should not be part of the show for the next 2 weeks?
He's got to be quarantined.
I'm the biggest Adam supporter
wow, so
there
Cakes
is.
And EB raised
I'm
their
the
hands.
Biggest Adam supporter there
I
is.
I didn't raise my hands. Drab,
I don't want
you think
to...
he's okay to come back to work?
I need him here.
What? Hold on.
Valdez?
At a minimum, he's going to. You're going to. I put think, it, you're going to put an exogen temporal thermometer on his forehead.
He needs to get tested.
He needs to get
I'll
tested.
Say this,
he needs to be screened.
I know Pete Medhurst would raise his hand. And that would happen well, every,
be
day.
Every day.
Right.
I'm a huge Adam supporter.
I think
but.
The discussion out there, when I went in the break room and you guys were talking about it, like Eric's like, we might have to quarantine
If he
him.
Comes back to the building, I want a guy
him.
In a hazmat suit
right.
testing him head to toe to make sure that he's not bringing the corona or anything else back from New York City.
He's really not doing anything different than everyone else.
Well, oh, really?
Well, that's the
he's
point.
He's going into the biggest city in the country.
We live in Washington, D.C. There's all kinds
that's
of
stuff. Yeah, if
it's
you
in
go
this
watch
building,
around,
Rick.
People around here, though, are doing, other than maybe you and Valdez, people are.
Eric, it's in this building.
I know.
Yeah, but most people, like what Eric's saying, I think, is most people are
trying to take
isolate.
Precautions
they're trying
to not
to stay
pick
away
it up.
From crowds.
Just because it
you
was
see Harris Teeter, no one's taking precautions.
What are you talking
you
about?
You need food. 10, 10, that's a necessity.
I've been there.
Because people aren't making out.
They're not. Yeah, people aren't even talking.
First of all, people are getting hammered.
Who's making out with Adam?
Okay.
That's true.
No one's going to touch you.
You said this before, and this is true. Actually, let's relate this to Eric and his kids. Eric said he told his kids this isn't some spring break.
My kids think
party,
it's a
right?
big party.
Adam is treating it like that.
Yes, because he's dumb. He has the intelligence.
He thinks he's still back in college.
My daughter's jumping up and down. She thinks it's so great.
I would say call Adam, except you told me that he had an Instagram video at like 2, just hammered. He's probably
well,
not up.
Is anybody Wait, surprised?
It was an Instagram video of 2 Coronas clinking together.
All right, I did that shtick 2 weeks ago.
He's doing the worst hacky shtick ever.
All right. He's so late to the party.
Hackier than My Corona by Valdez.
No.
That's,
I think it's brilliant,
I think
too.
It's the best.
It's very funny.
Parody you've ever done.
These are all your coughs, by the way.
That's what I was going to ask.
When I say your coughs, that's primarily Corona. Air.
All EB's coughs. Not all.
Corona.
If I don't think you have one of my coughs
no,
on mic.
It's Jason and Eric. Jason's
right.
Loogie hawking at 6:01, and then EB when he was about a year ago when he didn't have a or couldn't shake his cough.
Right.
I said, remember that? I've had it since September.
Yeah.
I've had congestion since September. My ears are clogged.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I don't even want to go to the ear, nose, and throat guy right now. Yeah, I got a regular doctor's appointment for something with my medicine that I'm taking.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm thinking about canceling. Why would I go?
Just because you're worried about
it. I don't need to go. It's not a necessary
something in the doctor's office.
Yeah, it's not a necessary appointment.
Yeah.
All right. So
you cancel that.
I'm going to say, is it okay if I go in a month? You know, let's reevaluate.
You don't say, is it okay? You say, I'm coming a month later.
Yeah.
You just cancel.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Adam's Twitter. And so to say he's covering the A-10 tournament, he retweeted George Mason's tweet.
He's not covering anything. There is no tournament.
So what does he have here? He has at the Douglas with the broskies. Cheers to empty streets.
Right.
He's going to go get hammered all weekend long in New York City.
Hey, I want to take a poll.
I don't believe in karma, but that's the guy that should get it. Not hopefully not deadly.
Yeah. I don't want him to get it. Yeah, if he gets it, you're going to get it. Dravy's going to get it. Here. Valdez will get it and all his papers.
You guys were voting him off the island.
I want him off the island.
Right. Yeah.
Let's do a poll.
He's going to Germ Central.
If anybody's just bored, 800-636-1067. If you were us, if you worked with Adam, and he just knowingly went into that outbreak zone yesterday just so he could party, and he thought the radio stations want to hear from him, which would, I mean, never happen in a million years, should we let him in without a self-quarantine?
He had to have known that the tournament was likely to be canceled.
Of course he knew that.
He knew it. Five minutes under the bus trip.
He was laughing about it yesterday. He knew he was going up there.
He probably wasn't past Baltimore yesterday when that stupid tournament got canceled.
800-636-1067. If you worked with Adam, would you allow him to come sit in your office? But let's be honest. No one's more expendable than that dude.
Here's a tweet from Chris.
He's the first guy that should go with the budget cuts.
Chris tweets us at Junks Radio, said, I work in New York City, and even though my office is still open, AWOD coming up here is just plain stupid.
Of course it's stupid. He majors in stupid. That's what he does.
I want to hear from regular people. If you had a guy that went up there just for S's and giggles, to go right into the hot zone of New York City to go drink. And he's not, believe me, he doesn't have one hand sanitizer. He doesn't have one wipe. He's got dirty fingernails, got bad skin. He's ugly.
He's sharing an Airbnb with like three
bad
or four
breath.
Other dudes.
Bad breath, yeah. Big, gross. Yeah,
his accommodations is that he's with other guys too, like
he's
a frat
with a
house.
Bunch of dummies that are all, they all have the all, same.
All sharing like the same bathroom,
yes,
and appliances.
Do you know the bathroom's like the number one hot spot for people transmitting germs?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Last time I checked, New York City's expensive. He has no money. What is he doing here?
Right.
The trip makes no sense.
All right, I'm going to bang out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. We need to do a quick poll. If you worked with Adam, if you were us, what would you do?
I think I know the answers.
Hey. What's up?
Hey,
what's
up? 2 years ago.
I had plans. My girlfriend's family lives right outside New York City in the New Jersey suburbs. And tomorrow morning, we were supposed to go up there. We were going to go hike out at the beach at one of the state parks. And then we were going to go to a birthday party. And we decided not to go now because half the people at that party either live or work inside New York City. And we don't want to be around them.
Right. So what would you do with Adam when he comes back? Would you allow him in the studio?
No, I would keep him away for 2 weeks. We either have to do this ourselves, or the government's going to make us do it, like in Italy.
Exactly.
So
I wish we would just shut down now and just be done with it. Just shut down now
I'm
for 2 weeks,
Eric.
Huh? Yeah.
I completely agree.
What are we waiting for? So
we're just waiting for the inevitable.
Yeah, I agree. All right, thank you. And I get it. They're in a tough spot because they don't want businesses to go under and the economy to go in the toilet. I get it. They're trying to avoid it, but it seems unavoidable at this point. Let's go to Adam Leesburg. Adam, what would you do?
What's going on, guys? I live in Loudoun County, and we already got a couple people here that have it. Adam's going to one of the worst places to go into America right now.
Right.
So to be completely honest, as a sports analyst or, you know, one of those guys, you think you would have known that before he left for New York, but, you know. Adam can do Adam.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, he's not welcome back.
New York has millions of people in the city, and I don't know if they have many cases. I know New Rochelle, which is not far from New York, has basically quarantined.
They may not have cases yet, but they may have people who have been exposed showing symptoms.
What I was going to say, the governor of Ohio, I think his last name is DeWine.
Yeah.
This is speculation. They only have had 5 confirmed cases in the state of Ohio. It's a population of roughly 12 million people. They've had 5 confirmed, 30 negative tests. Tells you how many tests there have been, right? He speculated 1% of the population, like they've speculated by talking to health officials, that maybe 100,000 have the coronavirus in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, and we also speculated with the doubling factor that they're going to have, I don't know, 1,000 deaths, you know, in like a month or something. I mean, it's like crazy. Yeah. When you double it all and you do what they're saying, the infection rate, that's why everyone's freaking out. Everyone want to say it's just like the flu. No, it's not really just like the flu. That's why everything is shut down.
All right, somehow we got a hold of Adam. Should we talk to him in the next segment?
I'm telling you right now, I'm making a unilateral decision. I know it's going to break Drab's heart. He can't come into work for at least a week. He can't. You want to do it next segment? What do you want to do?
Yeah, we should do it next segment.
I didn't raise my hand, but you could lobby me.
I mean, people
you want to get sick?
Unless he takes a test and he proves he shows the paperwork.
But actually, you know, look, we don't have Jason's vote.
Right.
Of the votes.
Yo, I'll vote
Jason,
for Jason.
I know
I'm
how
voting
he votes.
For Jason.
Yeah.
Jason
quarantine
doesn't
that
so
dog.
Then how do you do it? So it would be 3 votes if they're all equal votes. Okay, because 3 out of the 4 junkies would have raised their hand saying Adam is banned from studios for 14 days.
Minimum a week. There's a lot of them are saying now that symptoms usually show 5 to 6 days.
He'd probably be surprised. I'm the one that did not raise hands. The guys behind the glass, are they equal vote?
No, half a vote each.
Okay, so then he's banned.
Yeah. I mean, banned.
He's majority of the band.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back to Adam, though, when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I mean, I just put a poll at Junks Radio on Twitter about what we're discussing, which is Adam Awad, who traveled to New York City yesterday, allegedly to cover the A-10 tournament, even though we all told him it was going to be canceled.
Idiot.
He hops on a bus to New York City within an hour. I don't know. I'm guessing he hopped on the bus roughly 11 o'clock. Within an hour, it gets canceled, but he's on a bus, so he can't just jump off.
He's on a 50-foot-long Petri dish.
Now he's partying in New York, one of the hot
zones. Shorts, come in here, shorts.
And he is planning to come back, but you guys all are kicking around the break room. Should he be allowed to come back? I'll just tell you, this is very early voting in the poll. The poll is very simple. Should the sports nerd be banned from the studios for the next week or two after traveling by bus to New York City? It's 1 minute into the poll.
Yes.
91% yes.
Yeah, the AWOD army is not showing up on
his
side.
What is
your
opinion? You're an objective. No, actually, you're not really objective. I know you hate him. But
I don't hate him.
What is your? I mean, you know the scenario. Yeah. You're someone that works at a cubicle here, and you have to touch the same doorknobs that dummy does and everything else.
Well, just knowing Adam, knowing he was already sick last week with some sort of version of the flu.
He was?
Yeah, I mean, he took 2 days off. You didn't notice?
I didn't know
Definitely
why.
Definitely didn't notice.
Good thing, shorts.
Yeah, I didn't know. I kind of noticed. I didn't know why. So he probably already has it.
Right. So I feel like he basically just took a bus into the heart of Wuhan.
Yeah.
Right.
And he cannot be allowed back into this
Correct.
Building.
Correct. 1,000%.
Minimum a week, right?
At least
minimum.
2 weeks.
You think 2 weeks?
Yes.
Or be tested.
Because look at the CDC recommendations for all this. It's between 2 to 14 days, so that means he's got to be gone for at least 2 weeks, and he definitely needs to be
the
gone.
The only thing I'm thinking,
maybe forever,
as a benefit of the doubt, is they're saying the symptoms typically come in about day 5 or 6. That's what they're saying. But you're right. They do say 2 to 14 days. They're asking people to 14-day quarantine.
Yeah, we can't take any chances here, EB, for the 5 or 6 days.
Let's go
nonsense.
To Adam. Let's go to Adam. Is that a bad decision you made, bud?
Good morning, old man junkie.
Yeah,
I can't believe you guys are freaking out this much.
What, dude? You went to the heart of the Wuhan.
You guys are making way too big of a deal about this. The only fever I have is disco fever. I was out all night. Everyone's out. All the Spanish bars were popping. I went to El Bembe and as soon as I walked in, I'm getting twerked by Latina women all over the place.
Why don't I believe any of
it would be Latina.
If I wish people could see the smile on Drab's face.
Women.
Drab is so happy that his boyfriend is on the phone with the zing.
Are you aware of the voting here, though, amongst the junkies?
I am not very much aware of
if
this.
If you had
no,
to guess, so there's only three junkies in the studio.
I was overserved last night, so I missed the first
right,
3 hours of the
just,
show.
We did a raise. We said raise your hands if you believe that Adam should not be allowed to come to the studios. I want you to guess on the votes. Jason's not here today, but you can guess he would have raised his hand to say you're banned.
Okay, I know EB's banning me because he's freaking out more than anyone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cake's probably banned me because he's jumping on that bandwagon.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to say JP didn't quarantine me because he knows his daughter's coming home and he's going to make contact with her, and so he would have to be quarantined himself.
Yeah, you're actually correct.
Is that why?
No. I did not. It has nothing to do with my daughter.
Maybe you should use a Comrex next week.
Yeah. that's the best point Adam has ever made on the show.
Yeah. I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but at least it's not him. At least it's a tertiary thing, but I guess she's living with you.
And then Valdez.
You get her tested?
You know what? I think Adam should come in because this is non-sports season. This is Adam's time to shine.
I don't want
to. Eric, you need Adam.
I don't.
You do.
Call in. He can be.
You need Adam in studio.
I don't. Believe me, my career's survived a long time without that.
Yeah.
We didn't reach this point.
We didn't
Adam.
Even know he was missing last week. Apparently,
yeah. He was gone for 2 days.
Hey, by the way, do you know Chuck Lee texted me and said that Adam is banned from Pamplona for 2 weeks?
Oh, really?
Is he being serious?
He's being dead serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a terrible decision he made. Also, because Adam, it'd be one thing if Adam was taking precautions. He didn't shower. He didn't wash his hands. He doesn't have hand sanitizer. He's not doing any of that.
Adam, why didn't you pretend you were going there to cover the tournament when you just wanted to party?
Well, the plan was to cover the tournament, and then obviously that didn't happen because it got canceled.
So did you go to the press conferences?
I didn't get there in time. I did not get there until the entire, basically, NCAA tournament was canceled.
Right.
Ruined the whole trip, yeah.
No, but it didn't. You knew that going in. You had a big grin.
We told you that yesterday before you got on the bus.
I thought the media was freaking out. And the thing is, the media is freaking out. And the worst part is, you're the media. You're providing the freak out, EB.
I am freaking out. Listen, we know that most people are going to be fine. And that's great, you know? But we also know that there's a small percentage of people, and it's going to, the way it's exponentially going to grow, unless we can stop it. It's going to take a lot of, it's going to be staggering, the number of deaths when it's all said and done. If the epidemiologists are correct. Hopefully they're not. The vast majority of people are going to be okay, but we just, I don't think it's worth risking. You got to err on the side of caution.
I just know this is the first day with no sports in the history of America, and you're already doing two AWOD segments.
We may want to reconsider that.
Well, this is going to be the last one. I think this is going to be the last one.
Yeah, have you ever heard this term, swan song?
Yeah.
Ever?
Hey, who's he covering the tournament for? Because it certainly wasn't for 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah. He's covering it for
himself.
For
the AWOD Army.
Yeah,
the AWOD Army of One.
Yeah. Fake credentials.
Check that hashtag on Twitter, by the way, AWOD Army. It's really pumping out.
Yeah.
I don't even know who I'm talking to. I thought the Junks called me. Who's this fatty?
Oh, my God.
You're so dumb.
Hey, Cakes, I'm going by Wall Street later today. You want me to pick up some Entercom stock?
I mean, have any of his jokes hit today? Has a single one hit?
No,
He hits to those guys. Hey, listen. Will you talk to CK about Adam?
I already did.
Oh, you did?
What I said yesterday. I don't know. He was being very managerial.
He's very pro-AWOD.
He's an operations manager.
But he's
now,
also
too.
Very pro-AWOD.
Oh, I know. Believe me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I honestly think he should stay away for a week. I didn't even know he was sick this week.
Yeah. I didn't know he was missing last week. Yeah.
I mean, I figured he just wasn't in because he doesn't have great work ethic.
There's that, too. I mean, you do bring up a great point. Who was he going there to cover the tournament for?
I don't even know. Like, he's a good kid or whatever. I mean, he's kind of not, but he kind of is. But
he's innocent. He's just stupid.
Here's the notice I got that he was... leaving right after the show yesterday. At about 9 o'clock, he comes up to me at my desk and says, "Hey, I have a hard out of 10 o'clock." An hour before
he's
leaving.
He has to give you a couple segments for social media and those sort of things.
Yeah, so that 1 hour that I usually have to help him, guide him for video content and, you know, what to post and how to post it, it got closed down to like an hour sooner.
By the way, if he really was covering something, why would he choose the A-10 tournament?
Because that's where he went. It's
selfish. I know.
That's why.
He didn't go to the
anything.
Big East.
It's obvious. He's not covering anything.
I know.
Just an excuse to go to the city and then maybe get a good seat. You know what I mean? And take one video on his phone. Yeah.
He got a good seat, all right. A germ-laden seat on a Greyhound bus. Can he be in dirtier places, by the way?
I think it was a Bolt. Was it a Bolt bus?
No, I don't know what the
probably,
brand is.
I can't think of anything dirtier than a bus right now. At least planes have special ventilation. They've been aware of this issue for a long time. Valdez is telling me that the Masters is officially postponed. Did they say when they're planning to reschedule it? No. Man, that hurts.
I hope they can get some extra azaleas.
That hurts.
Paint that brown grass green.
That's DEFCON 10 for all those old codgers.
Of course it is.
That was a real highlight of my life.
Don't call them flowers.
You know it's DEFCON?
God forbid.
We were all psyched that the Dow was up 1,000. It's just dropping again.
Well, I told you that's what it was going to do. People are pumping and dumping right now. Pumping up them and dumping them.
Everybody except AWOT.
Hey, at least KXS.
No pumping.
Bitcoin. Yeah. It dropped 50%.
Bitcoin's cratering too.
Yeah.
You know what? The end of days are
I think, honestly,
Cakes,
when it hits back up 10K, you need to sell that. You had a good
if it hits 10K again.
All right, we got to get out of here. For shorts.
Yes.
Cakes, EB. I'm JK.
Not for AWOT.
Be safe.
Have a safe listen to the download at 7 a.m. on Saturday.
Granddaddy up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.